All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta.
Klaus Schwab from the World Economic Forum has said, "You will own nothing and you will love it." And that's represented by what's going on across the planet today, where the economy of the world is in free fall, and nowhere is it more in evidence than with our own President Biden deliberately trying to sabotage what we have, access to food, other resources. So Americans are in a unique position, really for the first time in our history. We're going to have to provide for ourselves or subject ourselves to the whim of the government. Do you really trust a government to feed you that left 1,000 Americans behind enemy lines in Afghanistan? I don't think so. So where do you go? When you ask the question, who's the best prepper out there today? There's only one answer. Ready-Made Resources and Robert Griswold. I call him King Prepper, and that's how a lot of people think of him. You have everything there you'd want, from night vision to storable food, how to prepare cooking in emergency situations, books and videos on how to prepare alternative energy, communication, first aid that you wouldn't think of, natural antibiotics, you name it, Bob has it. Now, here's the good thing about Bob Griswold that no one else does but him. You don't have to buy anything to talk to him. If you're not sure where to start with your preparation, no obligation phone call directly to Bob. You can talk to him for free. Most people will charge you an arm and a leg for a half-hour conversation. That's not Bob Griswold. He cares about helping America get prepared. Go to readymaderesources.com, or you can call the number directly at 800-627-3809. Again, that contact information, readymaderesources.com, for the best prepping outfit in the country, or call Bob Griswold directly, 800-627-3809.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the American Vindicta Show. We have on with us Robert Griswold of Ready Made Resources. We're going to get right into it. We're going to be talking about the grid down situation that happened in North Carolina. We're going to break that down a little bit. And we're not so much going to talk about the attack as we're going to talk about what's happening afterwards, how to prepare for it, what for people should be expecting, and what possible gear you might want to consider purchasing that can help you through these times. Bob, we talk about this quite a bit, grid down. That's one of the things you and I talk about all the time, being in the fields that we worked in. We know that grid down is probably one of the most plausible and possible of the situations, but also one of the worst. But it's very easy to actually be ready for these types of situations. So thanks for coming on with us. And, you know, let's get right into it, man.
Well, you know, when I used to work as a contractor, domestically, this is one of the biggest concerns that I think our local and federal and state all law enforcements have, is we live in what was a civil society, and we're quickly becoming an uncivil society. You know, we see signs that say "Don't dig here." We don't dig here. I can promise you, there are elements in this country right now, and I would say mostly leftist elements, that have mapped out a lot of that infrastructure. You know, where the buried cables are at, where the buried electrical cables are at. They know where the cell phone towers are at. They know where the water distribution plants are at. Obviously, they know where the big transformers are at, all the way down to the little transformer that powers in people's individual home. All that's been mapped out by our enemies. And, you know, for the longest time, we've been warning people how vulnerable our nation is. And I think there's several dynamics that we're going to see right now. One of it is God's judgment on probably one of the most perverse nations that has ever been on the planet. And I say we're more perverse than ancient Rome or Greece or even Sodom, because they didn't have the technology that we possess to proliferate just absolutely unimaginable wickedness. We just saw that Balenciaga advertisement with children dressed up in bondage, pedophilia, the sexual abuse of children, and just every way we can break the society down. You know, I was writing the other night, and you know, the only relationship that these people hate, it doesn't matter if as James Yeager used to call it, midget donkey porn, that's perfectly okay. That's normal. You want to go for that, go for it. The only thing they hate is the sexual relationship that God ordained for humanity. That's one man, one woman to produce children. That makes them come unglued. That's the patriarchy. And so everything right now is coming out in the open. And we're seeing just the sexual depravity of a nation being made manifest. I remember when the Edwin Meese report, Edwin Meese was the attorney general under Ronald Reagan, and they did a report on the dangers of pornography in a society. And I remember I had an attorney friend at that time who was actually on that commission, and they had to see materials and see stuff. And they and if you read that report, which you can still get it online, it just showed that as more and more of this gross perversion comes out, society becomes disbanded more and more. And it's all designed to disband our society. I was watching just the other day, you know, the majority of violent people come out of single mother families, prison, mother family. I mean, no father, you know, every ill came out of single parent homes with a mother raising boys. That's where 80% of, you know, you just see people who are dysfunctional in society, violent and can't integrate into society. That's where they came out of those. And our enemies know this. And I don't think it's just the Democrats, which I think they're into it but I think the Russians, the Chinese, the Iranians, all of them are promoting this sexual liberation that is absolutely disbanding our society right now. And as we see our society disband more and more, the system that is based on, you know, honor or basically just self-interest of like, you know, I'm not going to go shoot my neighbor's transformer because he'll come back and shoot mine. I'm not going to go poison his water because he'll poison mine. But this is the way a lot of the world operates. And we are, I think, seeing this now starting to come to fruition. I have high doubts of who, I mean, I have pretty good suspects. I doubt if a MAGA guy did this thing in Moore County, North Carolina. I know that's probably who they're going to try to pin it on. It'd be very difficult to do that because unless they find the rifle with the ballistics that actually shot those transformers, that's going to be a hard one to pin. And anybody who had any sense at all would probably get rid of that rifle, you know, so that it could not ever be tied to them. And I think what people are going to see is how easy these things are to do. We live in a society where our infrastructure is so extremely vulnerable. And this is very what we've vulnerable. Told people forever. This is why you want to store food. This is why, you know, again, you want to have night vision because, you know, I don't care if you live in the best well-lit community there is. As soon as that transformer goes down locally or on a larger scale at a substation, you know, you don't have that electricity. You cannot have street lights at night anymore.
And there's ways to defeat night vision. Typically, you can't defeat this.
Yeah, and that's why I recommend having it both. Night vision is pretty difficult to defeat, even with people want to talk about shining bright lights at it. With modern night vision, it's auto gated, so it doesn't do that. I mean, I think I can do this, but you know, if you were out on a dark night, this is pretty much what you'd see. See if I can get that in there. That's the image, kind of how you see how good it is. So you're going to be able to see hundreds and hundreds of yards away. Clearly, you'll have facial recognition. You'll see what's going on. And that's why I recommend it so much, because I do think we're going to see more and more of this infrastructure attack. And I know it you know, whoever's doing this, and I think, you know, a lot of times governments do this. I mean, you know, Hitler did it with the Night of the Broken Glass. And then blame it on other people. Nero burnt down Rome and blamed it on the Christians. You know, so sometimes you can have government players involved, but you'll never come out to that conclusion. I do know that they want to restrict the use of electricity. And so what better way to start taking down the grid? I also know that in Moore County, it has a larger population of Black and Hispanic. And so, you know, these people right now are without heat, without refrigeration, and all they have to do is drag out a MAGA guy and say it's his fault, and it serves the purpose. It further exacerbates race relationships. Let's go do it back to that neighborhood. And I think that's what they want. I don't think it is. I know that's what they want.
Tribe warfare.
Yeah. And so, you know, the two linchpins that hold our society together really are electricity and communication. Well, when you take out the electricity, you don't necessarily take out communication, because some communication is battery backup or run on generator. But if you can take out that electricity and communication, society comes to a grinding halt. And, you know, if you look at any leftist movement, any communist movement, that's their modus operandi, is to start to attack infrastructure, you know, bridges, lights, water, electricity, communication, food delivery, because they want to create unrest in the population. And so, you know, I'm just warning people, be careful who you think might have done this before. You know, I mean, the government's never going to admit who really did it. But just be careful, you know, coming to foregone conclusions. It's just like when Paul Pelosi was, you know, attacked, you know, after he went to the door with the police and he could have scooted out the door, he walked back to the attacker. But, you know, he was a MAGA guy who was a nudist. He had a dope leaves in his window. So he's a dope smoker. He Antifa, you know, he had all the hallmarks of being just absolute leftist whack job. And, you know, so don't believe what you're told on this, because I just think there's a lot of pieces at play right now that we will never know. And I think it's going to increase more and more. You know, again, we live in a society where it's so easy to attack our infrastructure. And this is what we want to spend some time talking about, what you can do to mitigate this. And again, I don't want to sound like a sales commercial, but, you know, right now we do have this. It's on sale. This is actually, night vision is rated by something called Figure of Merit. That's basically how good the tube is inside. 1800, what's called Figure of Merit or FOM, is what the military would be require if they're purchasing contracts. This is a 2600 FOM unit. And we're actually selling this as a 2400 FOM unit and upgrading people to a 2600 for till two more days. So if anybody's looking for a night vision, we've got a really fantastic deal on this. We got overstocked on the high-end FOM units, and we're just trying to get them out to people. But again, you look through this thing, it's stunning. It's a 2600 FOM unit, so it's extremely good. The higher that FOM number, the better it's going to work in extreme low light.
And when you're I got a question for you with the MVGs. For those of you who actually do want to purchase an MVG, consider getting at least a bump helmet and then the Rhino arm mount to go with it, because you can walk around and hold the device up to your eyes the whole time. But for a more tactical purpose, the bump helmets do help if you don't want a ballistic.
It does come with this, and this is a head mount. So it does come with it. So you can go hands-free. And it is important with night vision. You don't want to be holding it with one hand. You want to have both hands free to be able to do what you want. So it does come with that. It comes with everything you need to make it operational. People ask, you know, just some misnomers about it. Shining a flashlight at this is not going to blind people. You turn off the TV. You've watched too many stupid movies. This is an auto-gated unit. It auto-adjusts for light, so you could shine your bright flashlight at it, and it's not going to hurt it at all, and it's not going to blind you. It does run on one AA battery, and it'll run for about 40 hours. So, that, I mean, you know, good economy on it. I used to really want to run rechargeable batteries in it, and they're a little less voltage, which makes it not quite as bright an image. But today, with battery technology the way it is, I mean, you can go out and buy a pack of, you know, Eveready or good grade batteries, Eveready batteries, and they last 10 years in the box. Yeah. So I don't see the need for rechargeables anymore, or yet maybe having a few, not like it used to be. But, you know, again, you know, I think we are going to start to see the cell phones attacked. We're going to see the electricity attacked in this country. I just think how easy peasy it was just shown to be. Anyhow, again, as I was saying, you know, as we see this country come unglued more and more as we see the infrastructure. We already see it. I mean, you just look at the roads. They're not maintained. You just look at bridges. They're not maintained. Our enemies know this extremely well. They know how vulnerable we are in our technological society. And on top of that, we have an administration that is already, you know, canceling our ability to make oil, to produce oil, and to make electricity. So, you know, we have enemies without and enemies from within. And this is what I think Americans are going to have to get used to. The Germans are going to get used to it. No ability to run electricity to heat their home. The Dutch government's telling, you know, 3,000 farms to shut down. We see this global movement to bring people back into a feudal state. Now, you have a choice to make in this. You can go along with it and find yourself in a total feudal system, or you can gain some independence by doing some things now. And again, just even any electricity, even if you have a small solar panel and the ability to keep, you know, your computer running or keep your cell phone running, is important. The other thing I'm doing right now, and this is what we're doing in providing for people. This is in its infancy. So if somebody's interested, they can call me and I'll get them set up with a unit. But Doug, I was showing you before this device here. Okay. We're making these. This is called Meshtastic. It has a little circuit board inside, as you can see. And this allows me, once I sync it to my cell phone, which uses the Meshtastic app on my cell phone. My cell phone doesn't have to have cell phone reception. The cell phone tower can be down. Satellites can be down. But with this device here that we're making, I can communicate with people by text anywhere within about 5 miles.
Let me stop you right there. Let me put in a scenario and tell me if this is accurate or not. If you have a cell phone in reserve, right? And you keep that in a Faraday bag along with that. And we got hit with the world's biggest EMP. In theory, if electronics are fried and they've cut all the hard cables, you know, connecting everything that's so interconnected in this country with communications, you could pull that device out or a series of devices. You could probably daisy chain them with distance.
You can do that.
Mm-hmm. And then you could have, once again, a grid for communication.
A private grid. This is what Meshtastic says about itself. I'm reading it right off their software on my cell phone. Meshtastic is an open-sourced, off-grid, encrypted communication platform. The Meshtastic radios form a mesh network and communications using the LoRa long-range protocols to send text messages. So this uses 256 encryption, which means nobody's going to be able to break it, and you're going to be able to securely text anybody who ties into that network. Not everybody can tie into it. Only those who have the access codes can tie into it.
So if I found the box, if I was just stumbling across the wasteland of America, and I come across this box, besides destroying it, manipulating it, could I break into it?
Very difficult. So, yeah, because you could have it's going to be password protected. But the nice thing is it runs on 118650 battery. We've made this thing to be weatherproof. And as you can see right now, we could also have a solar battery pack that when I plug it in, you'll see it starts to boot up the system. And that way, you know, you can see the little screen there being booted up. Booted up. And that way, then I can sync my phone to this. And if my neighbor down the road, my neighbor over there, my neighbor here, we want to have a security, network security or neighborhood security thing, everything's down. I can still text my neighbors, I need help over here. You need help over there. So we have an absolutely secure communications ability, because right now, I mean, you look at this county, I think 35,000 people are still without power in Moore County. I don't know if their cell phone towers are working. They probably can't charge their cell phones. But, you know, with this, you could still network with people that you know, just in case, because, you know, we all know what happens when the lights go down and the night comes along. You get a bad element that comes out. So these are some of the things I'm just recommending people to do, because I really think we are going to see more and more of our infrastructure being attacked and destroyed. You know, again, the same thing I've been telling people with water. You can take down the ability to distribute water, very easy to do. And, you know, what are you going to do if that happens? This is why, specifically in the Southwest, I've been telling people to go out and not with credit cards. I don't want to create a record that I'm buying large volumes of bottled water. But, you know, you can get a case of water for, what, 10, 12 bucks. And every time you go to a 7-Eleven or to a Walmart, Kmart, you know, Costco, whatever, buy some water and then just start stockpiling it. Because I think that's another thing that we're going to see is the shortages of water or a cyber attack on numerous abilities. I mean, you know, we talk about the train strike. You wouldn't have to have a train strike if there's a cyber attack on it. Remember the meat company? Remember the oil company that was cyber attacked for ransomware and they had to pay off those ransoms? I mean, this is, I think, what we're seeing more and more in America as they start bringing down this country. The Democrats have already said they're going to do everything they can to make the 2023 Republican Congress a disaster. They're going to interfere any way they can to make them look bad. And we all know there's really not much they won't do to bring that about. We just watched an absolute disaster election in Arizona. And, you know, how easy was that to do?
And they certified it today.
I know they certified it, but how easy it was to do. We're just not going to let the machines operate. So, I mean, Doug, it's just we're at this part in our nation where I think people really need to get it, because if you don't get it right now, you're going to really be in a position. And I think 6 months from now, as more and more they shut down the ability to have fuel, we see more and more of these attacks coming on our infrastructure. We're going to see the ability to gain food, water, electricity, fuel absolutely diminish. And when it happens to one neighborhood and they find out who did it, you know, reciprocity, that somebody else wants to go do it to that neighborhood.
Yeah.
And this is the way it spreads. And believe me, our enemies are noticing this right now and how easy it is to do this. I've talked to my city fathers about maybe protecting this substation in my community, you know, of just things we could do to protect it.
What did they tell you, though?
Not much interest in it.
Nope. I mean, there's not much interest.
You've seen that substation.
Yeah.
What I'm talking about.
I have one less than 15 minutes from me. I've talked to our local police, sheriff's department. I've talked to a city council member. And even when I was still working for the government, and I said, hey, you know, I do work for the federal government, and this is kind of also what I do for the federal government. You know, what do we have? And I mean, for one thing, the city council person had no idea. No idea at all. And they were part of the security committee. And I'm like, you don't even know what you're doing. I mean, what's going to happen when what happens in North Carolina? Well, I'm going to tell you, they're not going to have an answer. It's always up to the civilians. And then if you're really lucky, Bob, then you have a couple of very well-off, well-to-do citizens who has the ability to not be tied into government regulation, who can circumvent that process and say, okay, I'm going to buy what's needed because you jackasses can't get your stuff together. You can't sign a form that says mutual agreement, distributing funds for this, and we're going to buy it. And whenever we need it, we can plug it in and the grid will be back on. And it takes private citizens to do that because the gross incompetence in our government is ridiculous.
Yeah, you just look how these major cities are run. You have a grid down or some scenario like that in these major cities, and it's going to turn into bedlam very, very quickly, and it'll spread very quickly. And so, you know, I just don't know how to keep saying this, Doug. Our nation is under God's judgment.
Yeah.
We need, you know, you can use this time to sit there and entertain yourself with any kind of, you know, stuff on TV or whatever you want to do, or you can be using this time to prepare. With 100% certainty, our nation is going to collapse. And I say that because God is just, and we are doing things that very few nations on the planet have ever done as far as wickedness is concerned.
And gotten away with.
Yeah, and we think we're getting away with it, but more and more we just see the horrible price that we're going to start to pay. We see the absolute, you know, it's no longer e pluribus unum. It's a free for all of people grabbing for whatever they can grab. It's no longer what John Kennedy said. Don't ask what your nation can give you. Ask what you can give to your nation. It's everybody grabbing at the trough. And so there's no longer that esprit de corps that, you know, united we stand, divided we fall, one nation under God. That is all gone. And now in every level, of every part of our existence, from the churches, we go to church to be entertained, you know, to medicine, which we just seen, you know, whatever, you know, happened, you know, for the last couple of years. Education. I mean, look what's happened to our education. I remember Steve Quayle. I remember even myself to some extent, 10, 15 years ago, Steve goes all the way back about 30 years ago, was telling this is what was going to be the consummation of public schools, that they were going to be used absolutely out in the open of sexually indoctrinating children. And that's what we have right now, completely out in the open. And if you dare bring it up, you know, that these places are being set for groomers, you're called transphobic, homophobic, all these other things. And then you're shut out of social media and so forth. But so this is why I can say with 100%, this nation is going to collapse. And it's going to collapse into violence, sexual violence, and just physical violence. Our dollar is collapsing. That's the other glue that seems to be holding it together, is the fact that most people have enough just to put food and shelter. That's quickly changing. Bread and circus, as long as, you know, they can have a house and they can have food, even if it's bad food, you know, most people will stay civil. But right now, we just see this complete breakdown of the economy, where people are choosing between heating, which they can't afford, their housing prices are being depreciated. There's massive layoffs in the economy right now. I don't know if you've been following that.
Yeah.
And so you're going to see an unrest among people. And these people are going to go out and express themselves. They're going to express this anger because they've watched. You know, it doesn't take, you know, just right-wing people to figure this out. You know, there are left-wing people figuring it out. There's central people figuring it out. But day after day, there are people watching these politicians in Washington, D.C., and on the state and local levels, just engorging themselves, skirting the law, and just, you know, raiding the public till to enrich themselves. And, you know, every day, more and more people are going to the side of going, this is absolutely corrupt. It cannot stand. We don't want this anymore. We don't want this government anymore because it doesn't represent us. It represents itself. And so this is what the politicians don't see. Every day that goes by, more and more people are becoming fed up with it all and saying, we need a change.
I think they do know. Yeah. I personally think they do know. I've spoken to a couple of these politicians, and I think they damn well know. They just don't care. Because what are we going to do about it?
Well, I think what you saw in Warren County, North Carolina, is what people are going to do about it. You know, they're not going to go and attack, you know, a military base. It's just like active shooters. When's the last time an active shooter went into a police station? I mean, they don't do it. They know better. But they go where it's vulnerable.
Yeah.
And these frustrated people that you're going to see, you're going to start to go where it's vulnerable.
And that's where we talk about the vulnerability recommendations that we give in the government to these state and local, and, you know, also the power companies. They have the same guys who did what I did, who come out and they assess these types of areas. And I say, hey, you know, to enhance your security, you need to start employing these policies, these regulations. You need to be doing these background checks, employing guards, roving patrols, static patrols. You need to upgrade for a for gates, for fences, for alarms, for cameras, and then internal, you know, work on the actual envelope of the entire area. But most time, especially within the federal government, I did that for 10 years, telling these federal agencies, talking with their directors as to how to enhance their security. And I think in 10 years out of hundreds and hundreds of these assessments that I did, just me alone, I think maybe I had like 10 approved, where they actually said, okay, we'll approve the recommendations. We will enhance our security.
Well, they're under pressure. You know, most communities are under pressure. They got to keep the roads running. They got to keep, you know, all that infrastructure that directly affect people. They want to keep that up because that's going to get them voted back in. You know, putting up barriers or security cameras around a substation, that's not sexy to them. It's not going to endear voters to them. They wait till after more county happens, and then they try to figure out how we're going to fix it. And right now, from what I understand, 35,000 people, 35,000. I mean, really?
Here, let me read the local. This is what I got sent to me earlier today. So this is coming from local Charlotte. Give me a second. State of emergency power outage causes spike in, guess what, Bob? Break-ins. Closed schools and curfew in Moore County. One more thing. If the power's not running, then your water supply is also, your water treatment plant most likely is not running. So, you know, boil your water, filter your water right now. If even if these people have the ability to listen to us, and there's people right now, they have zero power unless they have their own self-sustained system and they have generators, because I'm fairly certain there's not enough people who have solar battery backup in order to run this. Because even if you have solar power, I don't think a lot of it's hooked up so that if the power completely shuts off, that the home will still be running.
Yeah. Well, there's two different types of solar energy systems, on-grid, off-grid. This is, again, where a company like Goal Zero, I mean, they have some really good deals going on
right
now.
I love Goal Zero. That is, I mean, we used it in DHS. Goal Zero is legit.
Yeah. I mean, and they make systems that will run a refrigerator. I mean, they're not going to run your whole house. But again, just keeping certain things running right now for those poor people in Moore County is going to be critical. You know, they say a one-eyed man is king in the land of the blind. And, you know, just having some ability to keep your computer running so you can keep going on, you can know what's going on, keep your cell phone charged. So if you have an emergency, you can call out.
Or if you work from home, you need that up and going too.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is what people need to be thinking about. And Doug, this isn't just you and I saying this. I've read numerous, I'd say maybe a half a dozen, maybe eight people in the mainstream media telling people this could become a very normal occurrence and people need to start thinking about what happens if my power goes down.
So let me speak about that. All right. I want to talk about the criminality part of this, because right now, and once I speak about the criminality part, I know you'll take over on this, but two power substations in Moore County were damaged by gunfire. All right, so this is a kinetic attack. To me, I'm going to go ahead and say this is a terroristic attack. All right. Yes. The fact that we're saying it's a criminal investigation, of course it's a criminal investigation. Law enforcement's investigating it. This is a terror attack. This is a domestic terror attack upon the infrastructure. That's why agencies that are under DHS, like NPPD or CISA, they're responsible for critical infrastructure security agency, CISA. They're responsible for stuff like this. Let me tell you one of my big concerns is that when Dr. Peter Vincent Pry, 20 years ago, told Congress it cost you $5 billion and we could harden the grid from West Coast to East Coast, no one listened to him.
No.
He never listened to him. Every couple of years, he'd come back and say, it's probably going to happen. You know, let's just go ahead and upgrade the grid and the protection. They never did it. But yet, I if I'm correct, we've sent almost $60 billion to Ukraine. $60 billion, all right, is enough to have every household in America be making $100,000 and harden our grid a couple times. But we haven't done that.
No.
That is where your mindset for your leaders are right now. Now, here's the next part, because we right now.
Well, let's not forget to mention there's a reason why. You know, if they harden the grid, they don't get the cash kickbacks that they get when they send that money to Ukraine, which is the laundering capital, money laundering capital.
Yeah.
And then so much of it comes back into offshore accounts, into their coffers. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's just there. But this is why you're going to be left on your own.
Yeah, I mean, and expect this to continue to happen, because this is an extremist attack. And then expect the lone wolf attack. And then, because people will be, this is causality.
Absolutely.
This is causality happening. Then you're going to have copycats, like what we always have with murders or with active shooters, a very unfortunate phenomena. You'll have copycat shooters. You'll have copycat attacks. One of the things that, and I'm a fan of Tanner, right? But one of the things that I have just been ever shocked is that you can even go to Walmart and buy Tannerite, or you used to be able to. And I used to always thought, how crazy have we gotten in this country where we're going to sell explosives to civilians, not thinking anything bad could happen. And we've rolled this around because, and you know what we did in the government with our assessments, you weren't far off from doing the same thing, is we would plan on how to take places down so that we can defend against it. Well, one of the easiest ways that half of our class would say is like, I'll go buy some Tannerite and I'll spray some adhesive glue on it, roll it in the dirt with some rocks and whatnot, put it next to a substation, shoot it with a $200-$300 rifle, a throwaway, and drive off. And now your power's down. Then all the police are going to come to this area and everybody's focused right here. And while everyone's focused here, I can go do what I want over here.
Well, that's, you know, standard, criminal the way they operate. You know, if I do a big enough crime somewhere, all the police go to that crime and then you can go somewhere else.
Common tactic. And we used to talk about the economy of terrorism and how inexpensive terrorism is.
It's very inexpensive. And again, that's what I'm telling people. As our society breaks down more and more, you better get used to these. And you don't want to be the person that has nothing when this happens and figure out, well, after this is over with, I'll go get the stuff I need. Well, you just don't know when over with is over with.
No, because right now these people in this area, they're in a curfew, 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. So, you may not be able to get to the store if you're getting off late at night.
Yeah. And so that's it. And then some of the things we were talking about, as you know, just even a $69 Bofang like this, you know, this,
you know, turn it up a little bit more.
You know, just a Bofang like this, you can communicate with people, you know, depending on where you live, 4 or 5 miles, you can communicate with. It is open. This is not like that Meshtastic thing, which is encrypted, that nobody's going to be able to know what you're saying. When you talk on this, everybody's going to be able to listen. But still, the nice thing about what I always tell people about these things is I want to listen. I don't want to talk. Mm-hmm. I want to hear what Joe's talking about. I don't want Joe to hear what I'm talking about. So these are great intelligence gathering pieces of equipment. What you just heard just then was the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration, NOAA. And so this is a great source of weather intel. The other thing about this is if NOAA goes down, if I turn it on and NOAA's not working, something's wrong. Something big's wrong, because this never goes down.
Yeah, listen to this. All right, now we were... Now, we were talking about direction finding with radios, right? So right now, antenna straight up north and south, all right? So the moment I turn it on its side, I lose the signal.
Yeah.
And then I find the signal.
You can hear it so much better like that when I turn it like that. So this is, I mean, this is basic of direction finding. It's so simple to do it. That's why I don't want to push that transmit button very often, because with just two of these guys, I can find somebody pretty quickly, because signals, the way they propagate.
And there's a reason why we talk about gear so much between me and Bob. All right. I push books. That's one thing that I push all the time. If something like this happens, you can pull out one of these books. I have like 20 different survival books up there, but they're not stories. They're like from 1 to 100 of how to do this, even to the point of how to rewire my house if need be, which I'm very uncomfortable with doing that. But if need be, I can follow instructions. But, you know, a lot of people say, Bob, you're just selling stuff. You know, you're just capitalizing on an event. Well, to everyone who's going to say that in the comments, I'm going to go ahead and shut you down and tell you, don't buy anything. Don't buy anything. You know, don't be prepared. It's fine.
I would say this. You know, does a
don't
lawyer
put gas in your car either?
Does a lawyer capitalize on divorce? Does a doctor capitalize on cancer? Does a mechanic capitalize on a broken engine? You know, I mean, I could go on and on and on about that. You know, if you don't change your oil, your car's going to break down. You know, I'm capitalizing on the fact that your oil needs to be changed.
I teach active shooter classes. If we didn't have active shooters constantly in this country, I wouldn't have to.
So am I trying to sell stuff? I'll address. Sure, I am. This is the business I feel like God put me in. Doug, I've done other stuff and made a fair amount of money doing it.
Oh, I miss the money I used to make.
Yeah. You know, but this is a passion of mine. If you can't figure out the fact that you need this, then I'm sorry. Like I said, don't buy it from me. And I'm not trying to promote fear porn. I'm really not. I'm just looking at the situation from a historic point of view of the collapse of nations, which I've read extensively, world history and all the great empires of the world. I mean, we are at end stage empire. I mean, that's where we're at right now. Just like all the rest of them, because of technology, our demise is going very, very quickly because of the absolute wickedness that's being proliferated at light speed. But yeah, so I'll address it. Am I trying to sell night vision? Yes, I am. Do I think night vision is important? Absolutely. Do I think changing my oil in my car is important? If I got on here and told people, you know, if you don't change the oil in your car every couple thousand miles, you're going to do irreparable damage to your car. That guy's just a fear porn. He's just trying to sell oil. You know, that's all it is. I mean, you know, so, I mean, everybody, you know, everything that we buy, there's a certain necessity to it. And so, you know, go ahead and make those comments if you want. But I can promise you 10 minutes after people in Moore County right now, I bet you a lot of them would like to have some night vision right now to look out and see what's going on.
Well, they've already got a report of multiple break-ins at stores like Dollar General, and then at least one or two gun stores. Gee, I wonder what they're stealing.
Yeah, I mean,
food and again, guns.
And
this that's is what the criminals went after: food and guns. And we're trying to sell the same thing.
This is 3 days into it. People are going to start running out of food.
Yeah, and water.
Yeah, and then you're going to start to see desperation kick in.
And, you know, it's stuff like this, Bob, that brings on the importance of storing your stuff properly and not telling people, not telling the entire world. I have a cargo trailer worth of stuff in my backyard to survive on, because then you become the Dollar General in the gun store for the criminals after they've already hit them.
Yeah. And when are they doing it? They're doing it at night. So, yeah. Again, I will tell anybody who I wasn't going to bring it up, but if people want to accuse me of that, then yeah, I'm selling stuff. This is how my family makes its living. But I can tell you one thing. I have 100% passion in it, knowing I know history and I see where our nation is going historically. And I know God's word, and I know what God absolutely says he will do to a nation that does what we're doing. And if I read Deuteronomy 28, if I read the history of Israel, and I just see right before they went into captivity, Babylonian captivity, if I watch when the northern and southern empires of Israel broke apart, we are there. I mean, we are there. Our money's been worthless. Our families are broken. You know, our politicians are absolutely 100% corrupt. You know, the nation is breaking apart at the seams. We're in perpetual war. Our borders are wide open. Our money is extremely devalued. I mean, what can't people see with this? So, you know, this is why I say, and I'll tell you this, you know, this radio here, I sell it. My price is the same as Amazon. But if you get it for Amazon, you're not going to hurt my feelings. But, you know, having a radio like this, $70, it gives you a great intel capability. You know, and the other thing that I will do is it's like with this Mestastic device. If somebody wants to call me up and discuss it with me, whether it would fit their application, what they need, I'll be glad to discuss it with them. I think that what we come up there is going to be an absolute gold mine.
I think that would be a gold mine for law enforcement, first responders, for EMS, for firefighters.
Well, you know, it's a low power system, so it's going to go out about 5 miles. And so if you have a gated community and you had a neighborhood watch in that gated community, if you have a family or friends, if you're in a more rural environment, you know, sometimes I have 40 acres. I mean, I don't have a real close next door neighbor, but this thing's close enough to reach my next door neighbor. I have a friend up at the top of our street where she could text me. I could text her. And, you know, so that gives us the ability, cell phones go down, you know, you could be all by yourself real quick, or you could have the capability of communicating with people. The same thing with that PRC-152 radio in the background there, or your FLIR or the night vision. These are all the tools that we have as we watch our society break down more and more, as we see every aspect from every institution that once built the United States is being taken apart systematically. Our food. Why do we store food? I mean, just look what the Dutch are doing. We're committing suicide. No nitrogen, no ammonia, no fertilizer. We just see, as we mentioned in the last program, every major river in the world right now is in distress or drying up.
Well, I was talking with an idiot the other day, and I'm not afraid to use that word. There are idiots in the world. And this guy who emailed me is an idiot. And he said, I don't think I need to prepare with all this food. And you guys are just selling, you know, doom porn. I'm like, you know what? That's fine, man. I really don't care. For one thing, your opinions. And two, your opinions are relevant. And he said, I don't need to prepare like the animals in the forest do because McDonald's is always open. Ha, ha, ha. And I said, okay, well, when McDonald's is burnt down, the squirrels will still have a tree full of food.
Yeah, you know, you just think of it. Do you think Noah was mocked? What are you doing, you idiot?
Yeah.
You're building a boat and it's never rained.
Oh, no, God told him, right?
Miles away from any water. How's that? I mean, you know, God told me to build an ark.
Right.
God told me he's sending judgment.
Hey, look at this guy over here praying. Well, he's not over here partying with us. He's crazy.
You fool. Yeah. You know, Jeremiah, the weeping prophet, warned the nation of Israel over and over again that they were going to go into captivity. And he was met with derision and mockery. In fact, the king actually had him imprisoned because you never say anything good. You know, Jeremiah. I mean, you want to talk about the ultimate fear porn prophet? That was Jeremiah. So, you know, all we have to do, we have a God who has given us the greatest intel report humanity could have. That's his word, the Holy Bible. He describes in it what he's going to do. Forgive me for being so foolish as to believe it, Doug. I actually believe that's God's word. I actually believe that what it says is going to happen. And you know what? Every time he said something in the past, whether it was a prophecy concerning the city of Tyre, all the way up, every prophecy, including the ones we see right now coming in, these end time prophecies about, you know, the digital dollar, you can't buy or sell. Every prophecy we've seen has come to pass. So forgive me for being so foolish as to believe it. And you know what? I can only imagine, you know, what do you think would happen when all of a sudden, you know, it started raining in Noah's day, which it hadn't done. And the water started coming up. How many people, you know, Noah was a fear porn guy. How many of those people do you think were sitting there beating on the ark? Let us in. Let us in. We're sorry. You're right. We were wrong. I mean, how many people at that point, you know, I imagine anybody near it wanted to get on board it at that point. And it just didn't happen. And they paid for it with their lives. I mean, so this is what I tell people. You call it whatever you want. I call it the wisdom from the Bible. As I watch, I call it the wisdom of the history book. You know, you look at Israel, I mean, at Germany and Italy, those nations were the two highest evolved nations. And I don't mean as far as human evolution. I'm talking about as far as civilizationally evolved.
Industrial
wise. Literature, art, science, all of it just excelled. I mean, look at Wernher von Braun, V2 rockets. Look at Leonardo da Vinci, Mozart. I mean, all these guys, this great, great civilizations. They gave in to doctrines of demons for 10 years. And you know what? At the end of that 10 years, husbands were sending their pimping out their wives to Russian and American soldiers. They were pimping out their children just for a can of beans. So, I mean, you know, I can imagine, you know, you've been in Germany in the 20s or 30, early 30s and told, you know, this whole thing's coming down and you're going to be, you won't have any food. Your homes will be bombed, all that.
People laughed absolutely.
And they laughed at because it was Berlin was absolutely, I mean.
But you know what? There's another element to that, though, is that during the 20s, they were dealing with the Treaty of Versailles and then in the 30s. So you already had in Germany alone 30 to 40,000 men between the ages of 18 and 35 without a job, homeless sometimes, or on the street just stumbling around from bar to bar, fight to fight, scene to scene. And so one of the ways that the government captured that also was by starting a war. They said, hey, join the military. Join the military, and then, you know, you can have three hots in a cot.
You know, well, if you look at it,
retirement
that Hitler used the discontent, the financial discontent, and all the other discontent. Germany had lost, you know, all the prestige it had. And they used discontented young men to go wreak havoc.
Yep, the disenfranchised. That's who they targeted.
They went and wreaked havoc on the infrastructure. Anybody who got in the way, I mean, look what they did to the Jewish people in Germany. I mean, they just went there and just broke their businesses and they just...
Within 1 month, I think they said that there were close to 60,000 brown shirts within a month of creating
So... Again, let's address this honestly, historically, biblically. You know, there's a lot of places you can buy food. I tell people who on restricted budgets, you can just go down to Walmart and buy a couple extra cans of beans, some tuna fish. It's not that expensive. You buy it like that. I mean, we sell nice survival food and the people can afford it. I appreciate when you do buy it from me. But, you know, if you can't afford that, you can afford maybe an extra can of tuna. You can afford black beans, which are high in protein.
50 bag of rice is $20.
Yeah, an extra bag of rice. Yeah. And you know, just put it in a bucket and store it. Yep. You know, you can do that. So, a radio like this, $69. These other ones are more money. You know, I don't even sell these. But this radio right here, I mean, this thing is absolutely an incredible piece of – The Russians make it. Look how thick and thin it is. You know, this thing, you can communicate anywhere in the world with it. That's impressive. So I can listen and talk to people around the world. If I live in Tennessee and I had my brother lives in Virginia, I can talk to my brother on this radio. Now I don't sell this. Ham Radio Outlet sells it. And it also has what they call surveillance software defined radio across here, but there's no antenna, so you won't see it. But if I had an antenna on it, anybody transmitting, you'll see a spike on this graph. And so I can dial in right where somebody's transmitting and listen to what they're saying. This is called a Lab 599. You can see it right there, Lab 599. An absolutely marvelous piece of equipment. And so I don't make any money on this. You buy from Ham Radio Outlet. So, you know.
It's just good gear.
Good gear. Absolutely. Yeah.
Hey, let me read this real quick. I want to read people a description of what's going on in North Carolina. That way you get a better grasp of why we're pushing this. All right. Duke Energy spokesman Jeff Brooks said multiple pieces of equipment were damaged and will have to be replaced. He said while the company is trying to restore power as quickly as possible, he braced customers for the potential of outages lasting for days. Quote, we are looking at a pretty sophisticated repair with some fairly large equipment, and so we do want citizens of the town to be prepared that this will be a multi-day restoration for most customers. extending potentially as long as Thursday. Now, Dr. Tim Locklear, the county school superintendent, announced that classes were canceled on Monday, and he said that as we move forward, we'll be taking it day by day and making those decisions. The county of approximately 100,000 people lies about an hour's drive southwest of Raleigh and is known for golf resorts in Pinehurst and other communities. Andrew Wilkins, listen to this, is a conservative advocate who grew up in Moore County and was driving Saturday night from Washington to his parents' small farm in Whispering Pines when he noticed all the streetlights were out in the county seat of Carthage. He arrived to a pitch-black street and little information about the cause or scope of the blackout. When the power was cut, the flow of information was cut as well, says Wilkins to the Associated Press. He spent the weekend helping his parents link a generator to their well for fresh drinking water and preparing them for cold nights without heat. Local grocery stores such as the Food Lion and the Harris Teeter have been distributing drinks, ice, and pantry items to those who lost power. Their home, like many rural homes, relies on a well for water, for fresh, clean water, and it's powered by electricity. So when the power went out, the well stopped working. And when the well stops working, we slowly lose pressure until we lose water altogether. People are going to really feel the pinch from this as it continues.
Yeah, I mean, most houses have maybe a 20-gallon pressure tank, and that pressure tank won't last that long if you're on a well system. It goes out real quick. And so, again, no water. Most things you have to cook, you have to cook with water, but no electricity. You know, this is why I recommend you get a Coleman-type stove, you know, a backup stove that runs on, you know, bottled propane that you can cook with. I have a video on my YouTube station how to make an alcohol stove with just a quart paint can, a roll of toilet paper, and some isopropyl alcohol. You can go to Ready Made Resources on YouTube and watch how to make that. It's very effective. It costs just a few bucks. And nice thing about burning isopropyl alcohol is it does not make carbon monoxide. So you're not going to poison yourself. You know, burning charcoal or something in your house, you're going to die if you do it. You're going to poison yourself with carbon monoxide. But these alcohol stoves, just a quart paint can you can get at Home Depot, Lowe's, empty ones, brand new. You take a roll of toilet paper and you pull the center out, the little cardboard thing in the center, and with the hole pointing up, you shove it in the can, and then fill it full of you know, preferably 90%, but 70% isopropyl alcohol will work. And you've just made an alcohol stove, and that will keep a small room above freezing, and you can cook on it. So it's very inexpensive to do that, and that's a great prep tip. You know, I wouldn't. You can make the stoves ahead of time. I wouldn't pour the isopropyl alcohol in the can. I'd leave that in the plastic jars it comes in. And then when I need it, just open the jar, fill it up, and light it. And like I said, it doesn't make carbon monoxide, so you're not gonna poison yourself. You know, charcoal, things of that nature, you can poison yourself really quick burning that. And every year there's some family you read somewhere used a charcoal stove to keep warm, and they died from carbon monoxide poisoning.
One of the things that I always stress is to have an outdoor kitchen. Now, I'm not saying a $500,000 outdoor kitchen, an area where you can cook on the ground.
Yes.
It's very easy. I always keep a aluminum 50-gallon trash can filled to the brim, one with nothing but wood charcoal, and then another one with cooking wood in it my smoker. And then, you know, if need be, cinder blocks and a grate or a piece of expanded metal. And that's how we used to cook in the woods all the time. It's how we cooked in Iraq. You know, I mean, it doesn't take much.
A rocket stove, which we do have some on our website, rocket stoves, make them. They're not that hard to make.
Yep.
It uses drafting, and you can actually make a very, very hot fire with a rocket stove. And cook. There's all kinds of way to do it. Now, the one thing I would caution people about cooking outside is after about 3 days, when people start getting hungry, you don't want to have your neighbor smelling those T-bones cooking. You might end up with some visitors. But Doug, this is serious stuff we're talking about. This is empire ending stuff. And anybody, again, who can't see that our empire, the American empire, is coming to a close, that we have. I don't care how much Donald Trump wants to say, make America great again. I wish we could. I wish there was an answer, but you know, this nation now has become so perverse that we're even, I mean, you know, I have this picture. I sent it to Steve Quayle, these two young girls, and they have these Frankenstein scars across their chest. And, you know, they were sexually mutilated. And this is going on tens and tens of thousands of times a year in our country now. Perversion on a level that's just unimaginable. I do not see a turning around of this nation without a great catastrophe first. And if you look at, you know, Germany really, I mean, they've never regained the spiritual dynamic they had once they lost it, you know, the Reformation. And same thing with Italy. You know, once you lose something, it's generally very, very difficult to gain it back again. You might have a short burst, like when Joseph went to Nineveh, there was a short burst of repentance, but the nation quickly fell back into depravity and then was conquered. So, again, you can learn the lessons of history or you can ignore them. But, you know, what I'm telling people right now is I would definitely have a way to see at night, the night vision. And by the way, we do offer financing for it. So if somebody needs to make a $150 a month payment, you can get a $3,000 night vision and you'll be able to see clearly at night. Anybody who's ever used night vision, talk to any Ranger, any Green Beret, any Navy SEAL, any spec ops guy who's used night vision, and he's going to tell you it's absolutely what they call the bee's knees as far as, you know, the average individual soldier being able to stay alive in a hostile environment at night. And you won't be able to protect your food or anything else without that. Again, then the radio communication. Doug, I'm glad to talk with people who call me. You call me at 800-627-3809. So the long distance call is not going to even cost you anything. You know, and I'll talk to you about how to set up a comms program.
Yeah, set up fantastic. I think that's so key. Because what you created is a sipper net. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? The sipper net. So a sipper net is a secure internet protocol, something network.
Yeah. It doesn't use the internet though. That's the nice thing about it.
Right.
Yeah, so all you have
even,
to do is
even more. Inclusive.
Yeah. If you go to YouTube and type in Meshtastic, you'll see, what it does. And like I said, so it's, to me, it's just something that is absolutely going to be necessary because whoever is in that network, whoever you allow in that network is going to have absolutely secure communication back and forth. And so even if somebody taps into the 915 megahertz that system runs on, it runs on 915, there's 940 and a couple other frequencies, but they're not going to be able to understand it.
No, and, you know, the way I would plan that out is even if you didn't have, you know, your neighbors on that app, you could download all that on cheap iPhones or cheap smartphones and have all of it stored with all the capacity to charge everything and pull it all out and then have a network again. That's comms is key, especially when you're having to set up a kingdom. When everything, and everyone listen to me when I say this, when the power goes out, you are officially back in kingdom mode.
Absolutely.
You have to have a perimeter. You have to have perimeter exterior patrols, interior patrols, gate guards. You're going to have commerce, streets, roads, linking one kingdom to another. Yeah. Right.
I mean, just imagine that in a neighborhood watch program, you're out in your neighborhood or your community and you're just doing a roving patrol, you and a buddy, and you see something, but the cell phone's not working. You know, your sat phone is not working. It's all gone down, but this thing will work. And if you're within about 5 miles, which a neighborhood security program wouldn't be much more than that, you can network people and tell them this is what's going on. We have hostile elements in this location. We have an emergency in this location, and those texts will go right through. There's no delay.
And I don't think that it's more superior than radio. Radio is still king for direct communication between teams and command.
Yes. The nice thing about it is that is encrypted versus radio. Now, you know, there's ways, you know, you're not allowed to use it on ham radio, but I, quite frankly, if there's a crisis like that, I could come up with all kinds of code words and code talk so people wouldn't understand what I'm talking about.
Or one-time pad codes.
Yeah, one-time pad code, do that. But just even switching the meaning of words. I whenever I used to travel overseas, if I was in hotel room 123, or say if I was in the room 456, I would, you know, tell my wife 123, and there was always a certain digits that she would add to it. That, you know, today's digits, you add 3, 4, 5, and that comes up to the hotel I'm really in. Same thing with time. You know, if I said 1400 hours, she would look at the little calendar thing and say, well, that I take 2 hours off of that or add 2 hours. And, you know, nobody's going to know you're doing that. And that way I can describe a location, a place, whatever. And right. Anybody listening to us is going to show up at a party that doesn't exist.
And this is one of the things that Bob offers. Which brother is it that does the communications courses?
Brush Beater.
Brush Beater. Course. Guys want to
have it in May. Yeah,
I'm going to be at that course. I'm personally going to be at that course.
You're going to learn stuff that you is going to be really neat. Put it that way. It's going to be really neat. And then you're going to actually do direction finding. You're going to actually be given your instructions on a one-time pad code.
Bob, there's a reason why I do jiu-jitsu. There's a reason why I shoot. There's a reason why I work out and I try to run when my back allows me. It's because I want to maintain the sharp edge of the sword. I want to maintain that warrior mindset. Because you could very quickly lose it and get hooked on NFL and porn and potato chips and then just end up like a scumbag like everybody else. And if you're that person, go ahead and be that.
I'm gonna do a call out right now, Doug. My wife Roxanne tested for her fourth Dan black belt Saturday. Yeah, don't say how long, they'll probably come and arrest me.
I mean, Roxanne's bad though, man.
She just passed her fourth Dan black belt. I was watching my wife. I mean, God bless her. I mean, you know, I beautiful woman inside and out. But I mean, she was throwing guys that were 215, 220 pounds. I mean, you go to my Facebook page and you'll see her. I mean, she's flipping these guys like quarters, you know, and it's like, and then she holds up, you know, 4 or 5 boards, boom, breaks them, you know? And so it was a very grueling 2.5-hour test for fourth Dan black belt. I mean, she was spent. I mean, spent after it was over. But what an indomitable spirit. I mean, you watch a woman like that, that just keeps on going. She didn't quit. She hurt her knee. It swole up pretty bad. But even after that, she got up and kept going. So I want to give a call out to my lovely wife, Roxanne. You know, I mean, that's what we do. We don't sit there and watch TV. She's testing for her fourth Dan. She has her own dojo where she's teaching children and adults how to take care of themselves. What do you do when an attacker comes about? So, you know, this is, you know, I own night vision. I train. I weightlift. We store food. And there's a reason why I do it. This is why I tell other people. I mean, you could accuse me of something. If I wasn't storing food, if I wasn't training, I was at the gym today, you know. If she was at the dojo Saturday training, or actually testing. And, you know, I've taken those radio courses that you mentioned. I learned so much in those courses. And, you know, just
it's so important because you lose stuff like that. You know, look, guys, I mean, every time you see me on this show, you see these guns sitting right here. Right. Okay. You know, that's what probably. Everything together, that's probably $12,000, $13,000 worth of guns sitting right there with all the crazy gadgets and stuff I have. But I use it. That's the reason why they're not. The other day, they were right here, and now they're right there. I use these things, you know, and I know for a fact you get rusty fast. You get rusty fast, and then you get, you know, complacent. Oh, next week I'll go to the range. Next week I'll hit the gym. Next week I'll go for that swim or that mile run. And, you know, that could be the week when something bad happens and you need to call upon the skills. I'm not saying the Russians are going to invade, and I'm not saying the little green men are coming down from space, or, you know, mother of all wars is going to start. Hey, man, I was heading up to Raton Pass, and that's a hell of a highway to travel down. And just within a span of, 800 meters, five 18 wheelers on their side, and nobody's on the side of the road. People are flying by me. No one's stopping. No one's stopping to help. And here's me trying to be a cop again, more or less. I got my freaking flashlight and gloves and running out there, about to smash glass to get people out of trucks. And I was just appalled. I'm standing on top of an 18 wheeler and people are just zipping by me. And I'm like, no one cared. No one stopped. No one. And I was there for probably 30 minutes.
That's a classic example of why to prepare, because that's what the government will do. They're going to zip right past you. They're not going to take care of you.
No, they're not
taking care of themselves. And speaking of which, Doug, I'm starting to set it up, but more and more, you got your guns. I have my radio equipment now that's being set up, and I use this stuff. We use it all the time. Mm-hmm. My son Joshua is training for his general license right now. So he can use HF at that point. So it's something our families definitely incorporate. I know yours does, and I know other families that are just doing this. And, the thing is, if I don't store food and food is needed, I can't use the talents God has put into me to help my community, because I'm going to be scurrying around just to get food for my family.
People look at it and they just think, I don't need to, but Joseph did. Pharaoh rewarded him for it.
But when you do this, you become an asset to your community.
Absolutely.
I mean, I can use this radio equipment. We used a thermal unit. We had a boy lost up in the woods. We had a thermal unit and we were up there looking for him. Now we weren't the ones that found him, but we're up there looking for a lost boy in the woods when it was last winter, when it was cold. When we do prepare ahead of time, we become assets to our community. And you know me, I've said it enough. I'm a community prepper. Yep. I want to bring all assets of my community to bear in a crisis. I want to make sure, the churches are involved. I want to make sure law enforcement's involved. Civic organizations are involved. All of that, it becomes involved to help protect the community. And that means also protecting our substations and electrical distribution networks and our water stations.
And I want to add to that. A real tragedy, disturbing to even talk about, happened recently in Wise County. I'm in Parker County, Texas, and Wise County is our neighbor to our north. Mm-hmm. And there was a little 7-year-old girl named Athena who was abducted by a FedEx employee.
I saw that.
All right, that happened. Hey,
beautiful,
man,
beautiful little girl.
30 minutes away from me.
Yeah, beautiful little girl. I saw that.
And they're fairly certain that within 2 hours of the abduction, he killed her. And the distraught and that family will never recover. So I'm going to try and do what I can to see if I can't raise some money for the family. So if anyone's ever interested about that, just put in subject line Athena. And send me an email and we can talk about what we can do for this. So I'm fairly certain they'll have like a fundraiser for this family, but I want to bring awareness that these things are happening while the lights are on. These things are happening while the power is on. Families are being affected. You can't defend against everything. You can't predict everything that's going to happen, but damn it, you can be as close to being protected as possible, because as a father, and I'm speaking to all the fathers right now, that's your responsibility. You are supposed to be Papa Bear. Men should look at you in fear whenever your kids are out with you. All right. There ain't nobody who's ever going to walk up around me and my kid and say, you know what? Today's a really good day to mess around and find out with Doug, because it's not. I'll shoot you where you stand. I don't care. But it's going to get worse. And I don't know what the cause of the worst will be, but the effect will be, everyone will be at this point in time in a world of hurt. And you'll either be prepared for it or you won't be prepared for it.
And that's like you said, like with those 18 wheelers, the government's just going to zip right past you. You know, they're not going to take your needs seriously. They're going to be busy protecting their needs. And it's going to be up to you and those in your community that are prepared to make sure you don't have the sex traffickers, the drug traffickers, the whack jobs, the drug addicts who don't have drugs, you know, to keep those people at bay, not committing criminal behavior. So your thermal back there, the night vision, the radio, all that stuff that we're just telling people, you know, to get, this is what's going to protect. And that's the thing, again, I want to stress, if somebody wants to talk about this, I'm not going to pressure you to buy something. I want to help you set up a network where you can, you know, not only protect your family, set up a communications where you can protect your family, maybe acquire a piece of night vision to protect your family and your community. One of these, just imagine one of these in a neighborhood that could patrol around and just see. One of them is a force multiplier for the entire Absolutely. Neighborhood.
Absolutely. Hey, let me ask you something. The second to last interview I did was with our friend Steve Reyes. Steve is the former Special Forces 18 Delta medic, 5 deployments, awesome guy, stand-up guy. But he
and
is
SEER trained.
And he's a SEER instructor. And so he is our local expert on these areas. And I asked him, when this is just as strange as the world is, I asked him on the last show, you're driving home, you're 500 miles away from the house and the power goes out and your car doesn't work anymore. What do you do? And you know, now this happens, right? So let me put Bob Griswold in the same place, but I'm going to give you an advantage I didn't give him. You're at your house. Power goes out. What do you do?
Well, the first thing I'm going to do is if I assess, I mean, you know, first of all, most people, the power goes out, is going to be, oh, great, you know, I won't be able to watch the TV tonight. And then you're going to start having realization. Again, if Noah is down and I start doing, you know, checks on certain things, like my neighbors are out, you know, there's no traffic. I mean, so I start doing an intelligence assessment of what's going on. And then all of a sudden, you know, the next morning comes around and still not doing it. And you have maybe some on the radio, I can pick up, you know, emergency transmissions. I would then, first thing I do for myself is set up a perimeter around my house. I would make sure that nobody could get close to my family, my house, because it's going to only be, you're going to have a golden window to do that. You know, these people, you know, as soon as food starts running out, if it did run out, you're going to start having some real issues.
And by golden window, what you mean is that by the time the power shuts down, you got about 72 hours before people become violent.
Yeah. Well, in the best case, how long before Mr. Benzodiazepine starts becoming violent?
Right.
When he doesn't get his meds. I mean, that 72 hour window is for good people.
Right.
We're not talking about the bad people. I mean, you know, when the power goes out, you and I think, you know, oh gosh, it could be a little inconvenience tonight. The bad people think, well, who can we go rob? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what they think. Who can we go rob? I mean, they don't think like we think. And we want to give the 72 hour window, which you and I would have it, but the bad people also like, that's what they're going to think. Who am I going to go rob? Who can I go steal? Can I go jack a car? You know? Mm-hmm. So I need to go get some drugs. You could have a breakdown. There's no water. There's not a 72 hour window with water. There's a 12 hour window with water. You know, I've been talking now for 90 minutes of just about, and I drank this thing a long time ago. And, you know, as soon as I get off here, I'm going to go get a drink of water. But, yeah, you know, 12 hours without water, and you're going to start having people, you know, like getting desperate. That 72 hour window is a graduated time. I mean, you get the dope addict who can't get his dope. It's going to be quick. He's going to want to go get that dope no matter what. That's going to be his prime. It doesn't matter who he hurts, what he has to do. He's going to want to go get his dope. And so it's graduated depending on where you live, how quickly it will break down. I think under optimal conditions, it's 72 hours. I think it could be as short as 12 hours.
Yeah, I mean, if you're in Chicago, you got four,
yeah,
or less. You know, I mean, if the country, it depends on your ruralness, but if you're within the reach of people will reach you eventually.
Yes, so that's again what we see, And I could be wrong. I don't think I am. Like I said, I see God's word. I see the absolute certainty, with concrete certainty, the judgments he says he's going to pour out on a nation that does exactly what we're doing. And I would also say that with concrete certainty, every nation, since the Bible recorded history, it's exactly what God said is going to happen to them, has happened to them. You know, internal struggle, collapse. Internal struggle, collapse. Failure of their money, failure of their families, failure of the borders, all of it, collapse. Plague, drought, collapse. Mm-hmm. It's repeated itself over and over again. So when I look at it now, I would look at it through the prophetic lens of history and the Bible and say, I have really good reason to believe the Bible, because it's happened over and over and over again. And it exactly what God said would happen, happened. And, I think we're at the very precipice of something very disastrous happening. Like you said before the program, you know, you had this spiritual sense that something very wicked is coming our way soon. And I totally agree with that.
Yeah, I've been talking about the power grid thing for a while, because it's the most vulnerable thing out there that we're not protecting, that affects everybody and puts everyone on an even playing
field. And the cell phone towers, they're very vulnerable.
Yeah.
It's all vulnerable. And electricity and communication are the two pinnacles upon which the rest of the infrastructure, I mean, you know, you have agriculture. Well, you know, without those, agriculture, you're not going to pump diesel fuel. So agriculture is not going to work. I mean, it just cascades all the way down very, very quickly. Like you said, the water pumping station can't run because no electricity. So you don't have any water. It's not like the pharmacies have, 600 days worth of meds there. They have to get those meds in regularly, daily.
You got a countdown for the moment that you start to run the generator. You got a countdown for how much diesel you have, because generators for actual businesses are ran off of diesel, and typically for homes is ran off of gas, typically.
And generators, again, are like people hearing lottery tickets falling. Mm-hmm. If you hear generators running, you know there's somebody there that probably has refrigeration, has lights, has, stuff that you need. You need the stuff that generator is
making. That's why hospitals are such a big target, but also nursing homes. Now, by federal regulations, nursing homes are not required to have backup power, battery backup. They're not required to have generational backup. I'm fairly certain that hospitals are. I think there's like 20 states that require nursing homes, but Texas isn't one of them. I've already checked. And now you got another window of opportunity. If you have a loved one stuck at a nursing home, and the book One Second After is what really woke me up to a lot of this, and in my way of thinking, is that you really now have a time limit, because you have narcotics, you have, benzos there, you have all different types of life-sustaining support there, morphine, you got all types of stuff there, and it's going to get hit fast. The criminal element will take advantage of moments of darkness. That is when they attack. It will happen.
Well, that's what I made the comment. You and I think, oh, shucks, the power's out. I'm not going to be able to do what I wanted to do tonight. Where are the candles, honey? That's what we think. No. They're thinking, the criminal mind's thinking, where do I go rob? Who do I go rob? Who do I go victimize? It gives them that opportunity. And so, just ladies and gentlemen, I just say, if you don't get it from me, I appreciate when you do. But if you don't get it from me, get your food.
Absolutely.
Start getting the bottles of water. Stop stockpiling, and don't get the milk jug bottles of water, because that's biodegradable plastic. And those things will start to just break down after about a year, and they'll leak out everywhere. If you get like the Pepsi, bottles that clear plastic, those things will last a very, very, very long time. So if you get those bottles of water, just start stacking them up and saving them. And then, get a small, if you can afford, this is all according to budget. That's the first thing I do when people go, I need a food supply. I said, well, how many people and what's your budget? I need to know. But according to your budget, goal zero, or even a solar panel of some sort where I can keep my cell phone charged, anything just to keep you know, some electricity coming, and then having the ability to communicate, having the ability to see at night, and then make sure that you do have some meds in your home and you have the ability to cook. Those alcohol stoves I mentioned, a Coleman stove, you can cook with that, boil water. And then, you know, if you do need some meds, if there's a burn or a cut or a scrape, whatever, you have meds to take care of those things, because all those, you know, 1 second after, you're going to wish you had those things. Yeah, there's people in Moore County right now that wish when this thing's over with, they're going to go, hey, you know, honey, we need to get a solar panel. We need to do this. We need to get some stuff right now, because
it's going to happen. And I experienced it when I was in Haiti, doing the rescue operations with Gary Haven. You know, just within a week after the hurricane hit, we showed up to a certain area named Lakai, and we're doing medical evacuations. So I think we did 12 that day. Most were ambulatory, but you know, there were a few that were on, you know, homemade gurneys made out of, you know, anything that they could find, anything that they could lash together. And every single person that had a scrape or a large cut, guess what they had? Gangrene.
Yeah.
That fast, man. Gangrene creeps in, and then you got that infection. It's become septic. You got that walking fever. You're dehydrated. Dude, you're on death's edge.
And right now, there's shortages of amoxicillin.
Yeah.
Shortages of Tylenol. I mean, Doug, I just don't understand the fear porn people. Because you see it happening in real time right in front of your face.
It's you know, like, look, me and you have talked about this, and we've experienced this, okay? And I'm not meaning to offend people when I say this, but also don't care if I offend you if I do. Most people who say things like that, Bob, have never experienced it. But the day you do experience something traumatic, it will either shock you into the point that you're going to go internal, and then you're going to want to, you know, not ever want to be a part of the world again, or you're going to be prepared for the next time it happens.
Yes. But again, we are seeing these things happen in real time right now. We're seeing the agricultural industry break down. We're seeing energy break down. We're definitely seeing the morals of the nation break down. And that's what George Washington said in his farewell address to the nation, that our Constitution was written only for religious and moral people. It's wholly inadequate to govern anyone else. That's what he said. And are we religious and moral anymore? I don't think so. So, I mean, the lessons of history are there. You know, I just time to close, but I just say, take this time right now. And if you want to call me on night vision, you know, you can call me 800-627-3809. Like I said, we do have that unit upgrade. That's a substantial upgrade we're giving people. You know, that's about $400 from a 24 or 26, 2700 farm unit. These things are really the cherry units that we have. And, you know, we're going to run this sale till Thursday, and then it's over with. So if you wanted a really spectacular night vision, give me a call. But you know, with food, water, you know, radio communication, we sell the stuff, but you can get it pretty much anywhere anymore. And I would start to say Moore County, USA, this is going to happen all over. They're telling us, I mean, the Great Reset tells us they're doing it by their very actions. I mean, the Dutch government is shutting down 3,000 farms, the Germans shutting down, they're not allowing them to make nitrogen and ammonia that you need for fertilizer. It's so obvious that it's happening right in front of our face. I just say, people, get your life right with the Lord Jesus Christ. Surround yourself with good men and women that encourage you, that sharpen your skills. You know, tomorrow I go do a Bible study with an 18 Delta, former Green Beret to 18 Delta. I mean, you know, it's really great to have friends like that. And you know, so we talk the Bible, and we also talk about, you know, prepping stuff. And you know, we each of us, I hope we sharpen iron. We have other people that come to it, and you know, we talk from our experiences, and they enjoy it. But so I want to surround myself with those good men and women. But doggone it, the last thing I want to do is I want to make sure I have the elements in my home where I can take care of my wife. You know, that fourth damn black belt, I want to be able to take care of her, and my son and my grandchildren. I want to be able to take care of them. God put that in my heart to do that. So
I know me and Jamie were scared to death to say anything about the cooking. So it was amazing. Yeah. I don't want to be thrown across the room. And I'm fairly certain Roxanne could. So well, we had a friend, Roxanne.
We had a friend who's a first sergeant in the Marine Corps. And, you know, he looked at her and he's a big guy. I mean, he's like you, a big guy. And he goes, okay, sweetheart, show me what you can do. Well, he didn't expect anything, you know, and she had him. She didn't want to do it. She could have done it. She had him within an inch of flipping him over on his back. And he was like, whoa, 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 you know? Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm very, very proud of her.
Train, prep, and pray. That is the that's the ethos of this show. And also, you know, Bob Griswold has been doing this a lot longer than I have. Train, prep, and pray. And Bob, I want to say this before we get off the air. We'll stay on afterwards so we can talk about this. But Steve Reyes and I are going to do a joint venture. We're planning on probably late January to get the training back up and running again. And we're going to talk to you about a few other things.
Outstanding.
Right up your alley. So ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. We've been talking for a while. Train, prep, and pray. There's really nothing else to say. I mean, either prepare or don't prepare. At least have something. All right. Because you can either be an asset or you're going to be a liability, and liabilities never have the good end of that stick. So, yeah. Be an asset for your family and for your community.
Just want to mention they can go to my website at readymaderesources.com, readymaderesources.com. We actually just put a new banner on our website, Deal of the Day. So every day we're going to be changing it out and putting some special up there that people can get a price break on. Because we know right now people's money, it's tight. I understand it's tight.
Yeah, it's bad right now. Well, you know, hey, I'm praying for you and your family. And may God be there. And with you and all of you and your family as you walk through this life. And for everyone who's listening to me, you know, may you always be in the right place at the right time, never the wrong place at the wrong time. Train, prep, and pray. This is American Vindicta with Robert Griswold from Ready Made Resources. We're out of here. Stay frosty.
Thank you. Hey.
Mountain State Survival covers your basis for your planning, prepping, evacuation, bugging in or bugging out needs. They carry anything from educational material, camping supplies, emergency services supplies, food, first aid, survival kit and equipment, shooting gear, survival gear, tactical gear. They carry it all. They got it in stock. Give Mountain State Survival a ring. That's mountain-state-survival.com. Get this type of supplies while you still can. 304-517-6935. Mountain State Survival is one of the only places that I know of currently that is still carrying the delicious Peak Refuel meal that is ready to eat. It's personally the only thing that I eat at this point whenever I go out camping, whenever we have any type of emergency or disaster situation. That is the meal that I stick with, and you can find that at mountain-state-survival.com. Use RECKER5 for a 5% discount on your overall purchase. That's RECKR5, mountainstatesurvival.com.
You can find this show on the Heroes Nation app. Heroes Nation is the Heroes Nation app you can download in the App Store. It's up and coming. They got a lot of cool information on there. That is the main backup site so far for the American Vindicta Show. We'll also have some stuff on there that won't be on YouTube. It won't be on Rumble. It'll either be only on the GSRadio.net, who is the host of the American Vindicta Show, or it will only be an exclusive for Heroes Nation. And with that, I mean, you know, stuff that we're doing with the cave exploration, with the archaeological stuff. I'm going to start getting into a lot of paranormal talks and, you know, coming at that from my law enforcement and Christian perspective, and be having guests on, and that will be exclusive to Heroes Nation. So make sure that you give them some love. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, everybody, for supporting me. God bless you, and have a good day.
Thank you.
All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.